Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
And we're live, pal.
Are we on?
We're live after.
Oh, man. Here we are.
With Blurry Stiles.
Yo, Laura, when you getting your camera situation tightened up?
What do you mean? My camera's good.
No, it's cutting it down.
Yo, why is your Wi-Fi the trashiest of everyone?
I don't know.
Brooklyn?
I don't know, yeah.
No, and like it's trashy, it's blurry, it's some days she has shadow. It's a lot going on over there.
What do we want to cover today? It's the live after the live program show. I feel like there's space to definitely talk about this Kendrick Lamar Metro Boomin Future record going number one and controversy just selling.
Wait, it's number one on Billboard?
Yeah, it went number one on Billboard.
No way.
Yes. Way.
No, I'll tell you, let me tell you one thing. All due respect, Billboard ain't what it used to be, bro.
Like, as far well, no, because now
it's not what streams, it doesn't feel like a number one.
Wait, Cass, what's the mix? It's streams, radio play.
Streams, radio plays, sales, right? Maybe.
iTunes, I'm sure, is in there. Whatever, right. Whatever purchasing you're doing.
But streams are
and is YouTube heavily... plays and all that count?
I'm not sure about that.
Well, YouTube Music is streaming, so
right.
But anyway, yeah, number one on Billboard, bro.
And number two is the other song with him and Travis. So he went one and two.
Mm-hmm. Metro.
Yeah, Metro and Future is the type shit song with
type
him.
Shit, yeah.
Travis and Playboy Cardi number two. So he went one and two this week.
So now
Drake, it's not the same.
Drake took shots at Travis Scott. They're saying Drake and Rick Ross, Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Mm. Oh man.
This is shaping up to be this is like when the Avengers showed up and was trying to go against Thanos.
Right.
It's crazy out here.
I know. I think was it Metrocast that tweeted like I see nobody was supposed to album because nobody wants to quote unquote pick a side.
He did that? I didn't see that one.
He said, I'm gonna post the album today.
I see a lot of y'all don't want to post the album.
Oh,
I did see when he tweeted if you pick a side, stay there.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that.
He said that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said that.
He said if you pick a side, stay there.
That's right.
Ooh, yeah. Boom, pow, surprise.
Now, Rosenberg, you work with WWE. You think this is a work, or you think this is real, really a skirmish, a kerfuffle, a brewing?
I mean, it feels like a kerfuffle. You know what I mean? I don't think this is a work. It doesn't benefit Drake to have, like, why would he want to, like, go to war with mad people? It's just, it's a weird look.
Maybe Drake's not, well, The Rock turned heel. Why can't the Drakester?
Yeah.
Well, the Drakester kind of been heel. Honestly, right. If we're being real about it, Drake is a heel in every way.
Right.
All Drake does is walk around, flies a monster jet, you know, is like to Shawnee's point, is with every famous woman alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Drake is a heel.
But why is he a heel, though? Like, he's just being successful and, you know, like, he's not mean.
Laura, because he's annoying.
His success annoys everyone.
Well, look what it did to Shawnee.
It's just like he's a black Hugh Hefner or something. You know what I'm saying?
Shawnee's angry. Look at him. He's angry.
Playboy Mansion.
Yo, you're the worst.
Your silk robes and your heart-shaped part in your hair.
Come on, God.
I mean, no, Shawnee's right, though. That certified lover boy was absolutely heel-ish. That is heel shit, Laura, right there.
It's true.
I'm sorry. We got to be honest. He put a heart in his hair.
Like he's antagonizing. He's antagonizing.
Yo, he calls him. He has people call him the boy. Yo, bro, the more I think about it, he's even more of a heel than I realize.
He's leaning in. The boy. Certified by who?
Certified by the ladies. I'll tell you what.
There you go.
I tell you what, him having Sexy Red on tour, you know,
that play being run right now is aggressive.
Well, because he's got, because remember, he's seen as the Canadian, you know, comes from a kind of middle class beginnings, you know, likes the girls from the hood. He accepts the strippers at face value. He doesn't judge them. You know what I mean? Takes everyone, treats everyone nice. Everyone gets a Birkin bag. You get a Birkin bag. You get a Birkin bag. Everybody gets a Birkin bag. Everybody gets a trip on a plane. Everybody gets to come to the house. Everybody gets a nice dinner. And we're going to go to Turks and Caicos.
Right.
So he treats the women nicely, and the women respond to that because they don't feel judged. Like the other rappers, they judge the women. You know what I'm saying? And I get this. And the reason I get this this theory is from a woman who I was asking about Sexy Red and what and the appeal, because Rosenberg and I were having a debate about the appeal. So I wanted to ask the ladies, and a lady that could articulate herself. And it was her articulating that people like Sexy Red because Sexy Red's just being her authentic self. And they also are rooting for Sexy Red because they see in her coming from some of the worst beginnings available and being like, F it. I am who I am, and I'm gonna take it as far as I can take it. And so there's people who are absolutely rooting for that. And then you have someone like Drake who embraces that, puts her on a song, takes her on tour. She's on stage. Bruh, they love it. It all
and remember,
adds up
Drake
to
did this before, too.
With the City Girls.
City Girls. When the City Girls first came out, everybody was like, oh, my God, they're so ratchet. They're so this, they're so that. And he Drake loved them on tour. Yeah. Put them on a song.
That's right.
And next to Sexy Red, they're like Mariah Carey.
How dare you?
I mean,
how dare you judge?
They are very polished up relative to Sexy Red.
I mean, listen, bro. They come from different places, man.
Somebody said on the chat, hey, don't knock his pretty boy hustle.
Exactly.
Everyone, but listen, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's heel shit that we just have to be real about.
Right.
Going to the birth with SZA showing up.
Because they were shooting a music video and then her water broke.
And so they went with it. And that right there, that even that video right there, that whole thing, all of it. People love it. And honestly, I love it.
I don't.
I love it. People are who they are. Look, I guess, if I felt like there weren't different types of people being shown in entertainment and it was all one thing, I guess I could be where you're at, Rosenberg, but it's not all one thing. As much as you have a Sexy Red, you also have a Doja Cat. You know what I mean? You also have a SZA. You, as much as you have a Drake, you have a Kendrick. You have a J. Cole. Right? You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely variety being shown.
I just musically don't get Sexy Red. I just don't think
it's just her. Well, you don't go to the club.
Even if I
don't go to clubs where that music goes, man.
Yeah, it's just... I've been to clubs before. I've had fun times.
Yeah, but you don't see
Rosenberg playing Get It Sexy in his apartment on the jukebox.
Yeah, you don't see me firing up Get It Sexy.
Listen, Beyonce and Taylor and the more, you know, polished things are for you. You like Doja, though.
I by the way, I like City Girl songs. There has to be a delineation, though. This is the problem. You're actually doing something, Ebro, that you would not like if someone else did. It's not always a matter of, I mean, yes, it's always subjective, but sometimes it's just a matter of I don't think it's good. It's not even about like what kind of music it is and that it's the kind of the ratchetness isn't for me. It's not that. I don't think it's well done particularly. Like I haven't heard that.
But do you understand why people like her?
No. No, I don't. I mean, I understand like why like she's entertaining
so
on some.
Put it
like,
through this filter. You know how you like unpolished underground hip hop?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Where it sounds grimy. It sounds like it's not meant for the mainstream.
I don't like it as much as I liked As much as I like polished underground hip hop,
right? But yes, but you understand the appeal.
I get it. Though. I get it more.
It's the same filter, but on the club strip club ratchet side,
right?
It comes off like you're rooting for someone that's not supposed to make it this far.
But there are mad people you could root for like that who don't wear a Trump hat and say dumb shit.
Well, see, now you've just worked yourself into a whole other reason why you don't like her. But that doesn't have anything to do with the music.
But it's also not good. Like, how many things do I need?
I'm not even really trying to convert you. I'm just trying to, it's not even about you. I don't give a shit what you think.
Right.
And nor does anyone else.
Right.
When it comes to sexy.
But we're going to sit here and lie and say it's good because it's not.
I never use those words. I was articulating to you why people root for her and like it.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, everyone has a reason to root for. I as a human being, I'm sure she has rootable qualities.
For that matter, that's why people like Trump, because he's not supposed to be here. And it's terrible. And they want someone that feels authentic and not polished. And they want someone that feels like they're telling the truth, even though they're lying through their teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Like everyone's saying, like, well, everybody has a friend like Sexy Red. I'm like, do they? Everyone? I don't know.
I mean, I have family like Sexy Red, so
how often do you see them?
Well, my cousin actually just helped me out with something that I couldn't get done in California. I just saw her on FaceTime.
And she's like Sexy Red. You're going with that.
I mean, yeah, she is.
And the how much?
I mean, she's older now. She definitely was. She's older now. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're older, but she was my girl cousin will rock you, bro. I got some girl cousins, bro. There's one phone call. One phone call on a plane flight. People getting stabbed up out here. It's going down.
I think people are loose with that delineation. Yeah.
What?
They're just like so. Rock you? No, that part could be real, but that doesn't mean all the decision making and things that we've seen are the same. And the lyrics,
But we don't even know that Sexy Red made bad decisions. Clearly, she made some good ones because look what position she's in.
No, seriously, that is a fact. And that is what tells the score in this country. Yo, you're literally just reinforcing every reason I don't like everything that I don't like.
I mean, welcome to America, bro. Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. Listen, I think she's going to be great.
King Lou says she admitted to STDs a couple of times. I mean, look, who hasn't made a bad, had sex raw decision?
True.
You trying to act like you above that, King Lou?
But did he come away with multiple STDs? That's one of those things multiple? Where if you don't get it, you kind of, it's better than when you do, you know? Like, it's the same decision.
All he said was LOL and didn't even say no. So how about that?
Well, hold on. But by the way, not all bad raw dog decisions are equal.
That's right.
Who are you making the decision with is a major factor. It's actually the factor.
MHNYC writes, 6-year-old little girl singing Pound Town is not it. You're absolutely right. But who are their parents? Sexy Red's job. It was Too Short's job to make sure I didn't listen to Born to Mac tape when I was 10.
I mean, listen, some of those songs I wouldn't listen to now. But at least back then it was novel.
What do you mean?
That like it was new. That was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Like songs that were raunchy just for the sake of raunch. That had literally not been done in American music yet.
Yo, Short Dog, Too Short has a song that starts, Say Ho. Yeah, you. Can I ask you a question? You like to fuck? Oh, you don't want me to talk to you like that. Oh, you like to make love. And he starts rapping. I saw you walking down the street and I had to stop. Turn up the radio and drop the top. Basically, he goes on to say that he was finger fucking a girl in his car. That was the whole song.
It's not good musically either, but it was novel at the time.
No, but my point is
that was 35 years ago.
And you think raunchiness somehow went somewhere in a world where literally more raunch is available now.
That's why I don't understand how it's entertaining. Like, why do I need an artist who's complete raunch when you can literally get porn at your disposal everywhere you go?
Well, who doesn't like porn set to some music that I could turn up to at the club?
You know, now you're just a little. Yo, we could go all day. Ebro will literally have a response no matter what I say.
I'm just putting it through the filter of why I think people like it. It's not like I'm listening to Sexy
Red. You know what you're being? But, yo, can I tell you what you're being now? Shawnee.
What do you mean?
Your Shawnee culture explainer for the dumb.
No, it's not an explainer for the dumb. I'm telling you why this stuff has continued to exist and will always exist.
But you're still explain. I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. If you don't, you know, now yes, people do it as a guilty pleasure.
How
like,
about this? Ooh. I'm gonna take you somewhere. Yeah, as much as we're talking about sexy about
hardcore.
Red, as much as we're talking about sexy red, has never had a number one song on mainstream radio.
Okay.
The reason I say that is because the phenomenon is really on social media and in the clubs and in the streets.
Right.
It doesn't translate into like the mainstream. And the reason I say that is because MHNYC writes 6-year-old little girls singing Pound Town is not it. Well, are your 6-year-old little girls running into the, where are they running into this content at? Because right. if you're running into this content on social media and you let your kids on social media run into it, that's on the parents.
Right. I mean, I agree.
That's not for, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I understand you.
It has my point is it is not for every arena. It's not for every outlet.
Right, I agree with you, but where do we start with the conversation? Is that Drake is literally a cheerleader. Like, he is full-time 24/7 on Sexy Red promo mode. So, at some point, it is going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It is going to get more commercial.
Nah.
You think it's going to stay exactly where it is? I don't see
I don't think her songs that are those songs. Like, Ski Yeet kind of went far, I think, because it wasn't really about anything specific other than just making a noise. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I got to be honest, man. I'm okay with this. It's just not for me anymore, man.
And that's okay. I'm there. I mean,
that's fine.
I don't see Sexy Red getting huge brand deals with her music. You know what I mean? But it is, you know, people said the same thing about Hardcore when Little Kim came out. They were like, oh, my God, disgusting. And they thought that she would never go anywhere. But whatever, I mean, there's an audience for everybody.
You don't
have to like it. It's fine.
But Laura, I know why you can make that comparison. I don't know, man.
Well, Kim, that's just on the raunch factor.
Yeah, that's just raunch. Yeah. Kim was critically lauded in a different way. Like, Kim was thought of as good right away.
At rapping.
And like the world hasn't changed that much for how much the raunch has been elevated between now and then. I mean, the world.
So you don't
changed.
Like the combination of raunch and simple lyrics.
How many different things do we have to have? Like, yeah, like really, not even simple lyrics, simple rapping, simple lyrics, super raunchy. Like, I'll tell y'all if I like her on.
But for that matter,
it's fun. She's fun on the Drake record. It's a fun feature.
For that matter, as much as I think Cardi B is better than Sexy Red, the record WAP wasn't that.
I didn't like WAP.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get it. I didn't think musically it was good. I thought it was literally nothing but a shock record.
That's all it was.
And those are two great. I really enjoy Cardi. I you know, I know people are critical of Cardi. I'm a Cardi fan. I love her voice quality. I think she kills it on records. I think she puts in real work to make her record sound good. And WAP to me, the beat was boring. I never dug it at all.
That's valid. It did well without
people. People like it. My girl loves that song.
You know, it did pretty good without you, man.
No, it did. It's going to be all right. I mean,
I think they're doing all right without you, fam.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
What are you eating? Oh, you guys are getting the pleasant experience we have every day of Ebro shoveling slop down his gullet while mid conversation.
So it's a raspberry blackberry chocolate smoothie.
Yo, can please our video department for once do your goddamn job and make a gif of Ebro with his tongue sticking out as he shoves the slop down. Yo, this job is too intimate some days, guys. This is like we're not
on the live after the live program show, baby.
It's like, you know, when we're not together, it's actually closer than being together. It sometimes is too close. The amount of snorting and gargling you hear early in the morning on these microphones.
I'm a wild animal, man.
And Ebro with the shoveling of the slop, it never ends.
Now, so you got Drake Parade and Sexy Red around. Now, here's the thing I want to talk about. We got Drake tickets this week.
Mm-hmm.
Drake's done a lot of shows in the area. I firmly believe the only reason we got Drake tickets is because they didn't sell them all.
Well, no, you firmly think that because it's the only thing that could be true. I'm sorry. What else?
No, because when I cast one was like, oh, we just bought something to give them away. I was like, hell no.
Bought? Like, do you know where we work? They better buy a door and some hinges.
But you don't think that someone who's here at the station who has a good relationship with them was like, hey,
can no. If they knew it was for Hot 97, Ebro in the Morning, Flex, no. The answer would be no.
Yeah, Laura. And by the way, who is the person you're referring to? Because no. And Ebro's right. It means they probably came up a little short at Prudential. But they've done a shitload of shows.
To talk about the show at Prudential. By the way, we're giving away tickets on a Tuesday for a concert on a Thursday. They're trying to fill that joint up. It's not like it's 2 months from now.
Oh, wait, it's Thursday?
It's this week, bro. Day after tomorrow. And we got tickets today.
Oh.
Well, I'm happy we have tickets to give away.
Yo, listen, gave them away excitedly, Laura Styles. I was had a great time with it.
Absolutely. Why? Because you thought, like, are we back in?
No, not for 1 second.
He knew. That. Back in.
Back where? We're not getting invited back to Drake's crib where he got to holler at Laura Styles that year.
Hey.
He was on your heels, too.
Hey. We're not talking about that.
Why not? Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
You didn't fall for the trap.
You didn't fall
for the jukes.
I did not.
Because you know he would have used that, threw that back in our face one day.
Of course. Everything is calculated.
The big Drake eyes. He hits you with the big Drake
Rosenberg
look.
Saved my relationship that day.
I was on it. I was on top of things. That was an interesting night. A lot of interesting conversations happened.
Had a great combo with Drake that night.
That was the end.
Nah, we talked after that. We was cool after that.
Yo, you're hurt by this thing, though. This thing, Laura, would you say no relationship being fouled up in the end? Like, I'm notoriously sensitive about all my relationships that have gone bad. This feels like the only one that Ebro comes back to repeatedly. Like, what happened? Why'd it go this way?
I thought Drake was realer than that, man.
Yeah, man.
Thought you was a real one, man. Thought you was real.
That's all right.
Come to find out.
Thought y'all had something.
Couldn't handle the heat.
Then you got critical, just a little critical.
Couldn't handle the heat, man. Hot Rod Rick in the chat writes, what's up? I need them things. I want to see Wayne. Wayne's with him? At the Prudential show? Are we sure?
Actually, probably because Wayne. Oh, yeah. You know what? Wayne was at Barclays Center yesterday for Raw.
Oh.
And Wayne is going to be at WrestleMania this weekend in Philly.
Did you see him?
No. I heard he did what he did earlier.
Okay.
So I did not
see
him.
Who else was at WrestleMania? I mean, at Raw.
Lil Wayne. Lin-Manuel
Miranda.
Miranda is what I would say. I didn't see any other celebs actually, except for the final boss.
What about Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny? No, Bunny.
You know the word on the street is Bad Bunny lives in New York right now.
Really? That's why he's popping up at Knicks games?
Yeah, he got a crazy penthouse in Tribeca.
Is that true?
That's what he said.
That's what I saw it like on page 6 or something like that. Kendrick has a baller ass home too in Brooklyn.
Oh, he calls me all the time. I pop by all the time. He's a good one. No relationship whatsoever anymore.
That's something I wanted to bring up on the show after the show.
Oh, Rosenberg.
How much?
And Childish Gambino too.
Nothing.
Yo, how much? Let me ask y'all this. Like, we have some good relationships, right? Like, I'm really good with Mariah Carey. I'm good with Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige, Jay.
You're just going through a list of your friends now?
Yeah, just people I'm really good with that are really like
big stars who stayed good.
A-list, boom.
Stayed good.
And it still hits you back when you text.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Swizzy. Timbaland. It's legends. Legends. Just phenomenal people. Great legends. Highly successful. And then there's this kind of like middle group of like the Kendrick, Cole, Future, Drake, the kind of, I guess, next generation. There's no relationship at all. But they don't really have a relationship with any media, though.
Well, Drake notoriously, Drake keeps the people close that he wants close to him when he needs them and when they're hot. I mean, Drake's literally now talking to Aiden Ross. You know what I mean? Like, he's right. Talking to Kai Cenat. He's talking to the Twitch people who are now way younger than him. Like, not in your bracket at all.
Right. But that's my point. Is like, now we are, like, we're not needed at all.
No. There's no, like, that has completely changed in my time since being on the air. Where... because we're not big visible online, we do not exist to those people.
Right.
Like, they do not think about the fact that we are reaching a gazillion people every day in New York. It's not.
Well, so I had a debate with someone the other day, and they were like, something happened. Somebody came up to me, was like, yo, listen to you all the time. Somebody else was like, yo, who are you? I was like, I just do a radio show in New York. It was like, radio show in New York. I was like, yeah, people have jobs in the morning and they go to work and they have to know what's going on in the world. And they turn on the radio.
It's still a thing.
And the person was like, oh. And I was like, wow. Is it that you don't work? Like, you don't have a morning job? Or you don't use the radio? Which is more likely in New York City?
It could be either. I mean, both. It could be both.
Yeah, that's actually tough. That's a good question.
Because there's some people who, do you know, somebody once thought that we just did a podcast.
Yep. Well, some people think I only do a YouTube show. I watch you on YouTube all the time.
No, that's a recording of what we do every morning. They're like, oh, I thought it was just a podcast. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of, and we're actually the exact opposite of that, because our thing is more about the radio show. To our detriment in some ways, but I enjoy it.
Yeah,
but we're not going to be like, it's funny. So in the case of a career like Drake, early on, radio was still positioned differently enough where Drake cared enough to be like responsive, show up at Summer Jam, do these different things.
He wanted the platform. He wanted the promo. He wanted the
release. Now he A, doesn't need that. And B, if he did, he wouldn't want it for something like radio in New York. He's doing it just to get eyeballs on the internet.
Well, and what's even more interesting is I find it. And somebody said, Ebro, why are you eating your smoothie and not drinking? Because I like my smoothie thick, where it's edible.
Hey, yo. No, by the way, the whole thing's A, yo, but keep going.
but I honestly think people don't value working class, regular people. There's not a value, there's not a premium placed on regular commuting working people. There's a premium in the music industry placed on 18 to 24 year olds because they have a couple of dollars in their pocket and nothing but time to run around and be fans and fandom and ask their parents for money and go to concerts, buy merch and be online streaming and all that. So there's a premium placed on those people. there's a premium placed on, you know, obviously your kind of upper class, you know, high income individuals in society who, you know, have a lot of money and a lot of free time because they don't really work that hard. There is not a premium based placed on individuals who are middle income, working 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week, don't have a lot of free time, have a bunch of kids, and can't make it to a concert or an event because money's tight and they really don't got a lot of time.
Our like main audience is literally people who are driving in the morning, like our the UPS drivers, yes. USPS,
yes.
You know what I mean? The barber shops, like just regular
school teachers, nurses, yes. Not a there's not a premium placed on these individuals.
Yeah, I agree. And we get our whole other audience from our podcast and YouTube.
Exactly.
Yo, so, people and, who listen to podcast us in is different, drive.
But podcast is different than YouTube. That should be separated because the podcast is also people who, by the way, look what came in the mail.
Ooh, Cowboy Carter vinyl.
Wow. And
Cowboy Carter vinyl looking
nice.
Feeling heavy.
How many different vinyls?
Turn it around. Let me see the back.
Okay, this is the CD box and the T-shirt. And this is
okay.
The back
Beyonce. What is
that?
I love it.
You want to unbox it for the live? Which one, the vinyl or your box? Oh, okay, wow. Natalie's going to let me unbox the Cowboy Carter CD box.
Okay, let's see it.
But Laura, while I'm doing that, I was just going to say there is a difference, though, also between the podcast crowd and the YouTube crowd, because the way that people consume podcasts is similar to that audience that's driving around, going to work, commuting in a car. Like that is generally the podcast crowd. And remember, that podcast crowd is more now like old school radio listeners. They have time. They want to sit and listen to something in full. You know what I mean? As opposed to watching two minute clips of everything. All right, here's your Beyonce Cowboy Carter Act 2 CD box unboxing. Here we go.
All right.
Let me see what this feels like. Nice black box.
Do you have a CD player?
Listen, let me tell you something. We do not use a CD player.
No, I don't have a CD player in my house. I have my CDJs, but they're not plugged in.
Cowboy Carter CD.
Oh, and I got my PS5. You can still play a CD on a PS5?
Yeah, sure you could.
Nice.
But the reason that we got this one is because Mrs. Rosenberg wanted this from Mrs. Carter, although apparently National, she got another one also because she wanted a different
show. Oh,
Cowboy Carter. Let's go. Okay. Let's go, people.
And then there's but then the next day she dropped another shirt and Natalie was like, I need the other shirt too. I will tell you though.
I want the Japanese one. Did you see it?
Oh, there was a Japanese exclusive drop?
Yeah. Natalie, did you see it?
Natalie didn't see it. The face she's making is saying she did not see it.
Wait, where's that at, Laura?
Tell her it's designed by Yoon Ambush.
It's designed by Yoon Ambush.
Oh, I know about Yoon.
Laura says.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm about to go put. Oh, wow. Interesting. I didn't realize that it says Act 2 Beyonce across her.
Yeah.
Her last name.
I'm buying all the Beyonce stuff. I didn't even ask for it for free. That's how much I'm into it.
Look at you.
I'm serious business out here.
We didn't ask for this. There's no record label phone call. This is cash dollars, money in your hand.
Wait, so which vinyl did you get? The red, the white, or the blue, or the red?
Or which color vinyl? I'm about to open and tell you. Because we're playing this vinyl. So, no, I don't need to save this. The vinyl we got was, oh, this is very Natalie.
That's Natalie, the red. Oh, the white.
No, Natalie likes everything plain. Natalie, when it comes to color schemes in the house, is white, black, gray.
Wow.
Did the white vinyl. Okay.
I'm trying to see if I can show
Thanks, Miss Carter.
Can you guys see this? No, Rasan, I put it in the chat. Maybe you can put it on the screen, but it's really cool.
I'm looking if there's a poster. Might be.
There's a lot of good merch over here, Beyonce. You did a great job. Yo, Beyonce, if you're ever watching this, cool. I just want you to know you did a great job. You think she needs to hear that from me?
Well, I think two things. One, I think she definitely did it herself. And I think two, she's watching this video.
You're onto it.
But yeah. But the way they get you, though, is they won't sell the vinyl with the T-shirt.
Right.
So we want it. Yeah, you want the vinyl on the T. You don't really need the CD. But then they're like, oh, you want the T? You got to get the CD.
Oh, she sold Zippo lighters. They sold out, though.
On that, we missed the lighters.
Lighters, ashtray, bandanas, playing cards. Oh, come on. They sold out. I'm going to ask for those.
Natalie says you've been on the website every day. How'd she miss this?
I don't know. I'm looking at the merch site now. You slipped up, Nat.
Yeah. Act two lighter.
Oh, look, that's the Japanese version from Union Ambush. Mm. Fire.
Nah, the
I heard her say ashtray.
You heard that? The denim hat. Oh, she missed the cowboy hat. The cowboy Carter hat.
Yeah.
Oh,
it sold out. Yeah, Nat, you screwed up. Yo, hit Natalie with the button.
Yo, she just said, I'm going to have to put in another order. That would be her third order. What is
this
happening?
No, no.
Come on. Yo, I married a merch whore.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hit the button. Thank you, Shawnee. I did. I found someone who likes even merch more than me. It's insane.
L.L.J. Cool J.
Yo, man, this has been fun.
Are we over? Is it over?
Yeah. Thank you to everybody.
Yo, Hot Rod Rick says, hope y'all calling me tomorrow. It's been like 2 weeks. Damn, that's crazy. After you
won
again.
Hot Rod Rick, you've been on, but nobody came to you, right?
That's messed up.
Oh my God.
Damn, Rick. Okay. Damn.
We got you.
Wait, what question did I ignore, bro? Someone said I was ignoring questions.
I don't know. I missed it too. Ask us again.
Natalie just said
in our living room that I have a little display of records. Like there's like five records up. She covered my album with Beyonce's album.
That's right. Nice. That's right, Nat. You're doing God's work over there.
Yo, listen, Ebro, if you put in a favor call, get my wife a lighter and an ashtray, please.
All right.
She needs the lighter and the ashtray.
Only if I get to smoke blunts in the ashtray first.
Well, yeah, because unlike everybody else on this show, we allow smoking blunts in our house. We don't mind. You could light up a joint in this apartment.
You can't smoke in this apartment.
Yeah, no, we got no kids yet. Light up, bro. Bear doesn't mind. Guys, thank you for joining us on the show.
Wait,
after
we're not
the show,
done
post
yet.
Show.
All right, how many people did we have tune in this week? Last week was a high mark, right? Last week was
last week we broke 1,000. Today we were over 900. We're at 893 now.
89. We fell off when we started going into Beyonce. They wanted us to. Yo, I'm telling you, controversy sells. This is how Kendrick and Metro and Future went number one. You got to be beefing with somebody.
Right?
You can't just be on here talking about how happy you are about Beyonce merch. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
I know. I know how much we love the album. Shut up.
Shut up. See you next week.
Bye, guys.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.